Listening test. Task 1. Listen to the conversation between David and Sohn about David's trip to Sapa. Decide whether the sentences are true, T, or false, F. Circle, T, or F. You will listen twice. Now, listen and circle, T, or F.
I went to Sapa last week, Sohn.
Really? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, a lot. It was gorgeous. I like Hamrong Mountain, where we found cool atmosphere, a charming landscape, with various kinds of flowers and plants.
Do you like the terraced fields?
Ah, yes. The terraced fields are impressive. When we came, all the rice was ripe, and the field was like an endless golden silk scarf.
Yes, I love it too. How about Cat Cat Village? Did you go to Cat Cat Village?
Sure, I love the waterfall, the green slopes and the handicrafts made there.
I've been to that village. Look! This scarf is from Cat Cat.
It's so beautiful. The only thing I regret not being able to do was to climb up Mount Fanspan, or at least spend some time trekking in the valleys there.
Now listen again.
I went to Sapa last week, Sohn.
Really? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, a lot. It was gorgeous. I like Hamrong Mountain, where we found cool atmosphere, a charming landscape, with various kinds of flowers and plants.
Do you like the terraced fields?
Ah, yes. The terraced fields are impressive. When we came, all the rice was ripe, and the field was like an endless golden silk scarf.
Yes, I love it too. How about Cat Cat Village? Did you go to Cat Cat Village?
Sure, I love the waterfall, the green slopes and the handicrafts made there.
I've been to that village. Look! This scarf is from Cat Cat.
It's so beautiful. The only thing I regret not being able to do was to climb up Mount Fanspan, or at least spend some time trekking in the valleys there.
Task 2.
Listen to the passage and choose the correct answer.
Life in the English countryside. According to a recent survey by Country Life magazine, about 80% of Britain's population dream of living in the countryside. In fact, the countryside of England today shows the wealth of landowners and those who can afford to escape the busy and noisy city life. English village communities are often small and close. They are warm and usually welcoming. Maggie, who lives in North Yorkshire, says, "Village life is wonderful and safe for the kids. There is a great sense of community here. It is more relaxing, and you can't tell who has money and who doesn't. People in the English countryside use private transport more, and the environment hasn't been spoilt much."
Now listen again.
According to a recent survey by Country Life magazine, about 80% of Britain's population dream of living in the countryside. In fact, the countryside of England today shows the wealth of landowners and those who can afford to escape the busy and noisy city life. English village communities are often small and close. They are warm and usually welcoming. Maggie, who lives in North Yorkshire, says, "Village life is wonderful and safe for the kids. There is a great sense of community here. It is more relaxing, and you can't tell who has money and who doesn't. People in the English countryside use private transport more, and the environment hasn't been spoilt much."